there could be a new problem with toxic blooms in the Great Lakes. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Scientists have found organic matter from those toxic blooms can get airborne. Andrew Ault is an assistant professor at the University of Michigan in the Departments of Environmental Health Sciences and Chemistry.
Anytime a wave breaks on the ocean or in a lake, you push bubbles below the surface. When those come up, they burst, and that bursting process essentially ends up leading to aerosols being formed. And those aerosols can contain the organic material that we're concerned about.
Ault says what they don't know yet is whether there are toxins that get airborne too. The kind of cyanobacteria that blooms in Lake Erie can produce a toxin called microcystin. That toxin can hurt people and animals.
What we need to understand is how many of the toxins are getting out and where are they going in terms of who then ends up inhaling them.
He says it's too early to give advice on what people should do, but he says it makes sense to limit your contact with the green blooms. This is the Environment Report. Health experts say we can catch the flu if someone coughs near us, but now there's evidence we can spread the influenza virus into the air just by breathing. Dr. Don Milton joins me now. He's a professor of environmental health at the University of Maryland School of Public Health. Thank you for talking with me.
Thank you for asking.
You and your team found that people who are sick with the flu can generate tiny infectious droplets that can stay suspended in the air just by breathing. How did you figure this out?
We developed a special machine for collecting people's exhaled breath, where a person sits in a booth with a cone. It's kind of like a capture hood over your stove in front of them. And so the way, as they breathe, if they cough or sneeze or generate particles as they talk, they're sucked into this machine, which is collecting air at 150 liters a minute.
What did your findings tell you about how long people are contagious in this way when they have the flu?
Well, we asked people to come in if they were within the first 3 days after onset of symptoms. And in the paper, we analyzed the data from people who came in 1, 2, or 3 days after symptoms started. And we saw that people were exhaling infectious droplets throughout that period of time, but it tailed off. So it was most the first day after symptoms and dropped off on the second and third days.
And so your findings seem to absolutely underscore that thing that doctors always tell us, when you're sick, stay home. What else can we do?
Well, that's the main finding right now. We didn't actually show that these infectious particles in the air, I mean, we did show that they were infectious. We cultured them from a lot of people, and we were able to show that they were infectious even when people weren't coughing or sneezing. But we didn't actually observe transmission via those droplets to somebody else. So CDC would argue at this point that it really, those tiny particles only matter at close range. And they might be right about that. I don't know. But until we can really nail down that transmission occurs through those tiny droplets and how far away that can happen, it's hard to make hard and fast recommendations about what else you ought to do. Should you increase ventilation? Should you open the windows? There are many things like that that might make sense, but it's perhaps too early to make a firm recommendation on that.
Dr. Don Milton is a professor of environmental health at the University of Maryland School of Public Health. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.